Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
The weekend version of the Cortland Economics Report. So I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Going to open the show with a new guest, actually. Gentleman is somebody we have a lot of friends in common. His name is Tom Essay. Tom is the president of his own organization called Kinsale Trading. Tom was a floor trader, worked on the floor, I guess I should say, for Merrill Lynch's institutional equity trading division in the past. More recently has been with Weiss Research. We have a lot of friends in common at Weiss. We were talking off the air, you know, and Tom has some very, very interesting views on why people should be involved in the resource sector. And given the fact that that's what this show is all about, we're going to start out with that because I want you to hear it from somebody other than one of our regular guests to prove to you that, well, we're really not crazy. And I know you don't think that, but Tom, now you made a decision a number of years ago that the resource sector was the place to be, and you made that decision through your own fundamental analysis and research. You felt that a very unique investment opportunity was developing in the resource sector and the commodities market. You kind of put your money where your mouth is. You left the floor of the New York Stock Exchange to go into a fledgling global macro hedge fund, and you kind of went on from there. Now, you're telling me, first of all, that most of your IRA, for example, is involved in the resource sector. Let's start out by talking about why that's the case.
Well, absolutely. And first, thank you very much for having me on, Al. I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, that's exactly right. As I sit here, and again, I'm a little bit of a younger guy, so I'm looking out over what's my investment horizon 5, 10, 15 years down the road. And in money that I can't touch until then, and I look out over the global macro scene, I say, what do I need to be worried about? What do I need to hedge myself against in these longer-term accounts? Well, the number one thing I'm concerned about is inflation.
Sure.
And if I look around and I say, well, how do I hedge myself to inflation? I'm not going to buy tips, that's for sure, not when it's pegged to the CPI.
Right.
I want to go find something that can't be devalued, and I want to get exposure to that. And so in my IRA, it is almost 100%. Resource names and resource stocks, ETFs, gold, silver, things that I know as inflation comes and ramps up, nobody can devalue.
Yeah.
Shares in companies that are set to grow, that have assets in the ground, and sprinkling in some exploration companies as well,
mm-hmm.
that I know well, whose management I know and who I believe in. But as I look around, and I'm telling a lot of my friends this and clients, saying, listen, I know you're focused on Europe right now. I know you're focused on all these headlines. Inflation is what you've got to worry about. You need to invest in things that cannot be devalued, as the value of our various currencies are in a competitive race to the bottom. So that's why I've taken the stance I have in my IRA.
You know, I took the same stance a little bit earlier because I'm a little bit older than you are, but back in about 2002 when gold was trading around $254 an ounce,
mm-hmm.
the writing was on the wall, in my opinion.
Yep.
And now at this point, you know, my family's 50% of our capital is involved in the resource sector, whether it's the commodities or whether it's the stocks themselves. The one place where I would differ just a little bit from you, and it may not sound like it, but inflation is a very, very big concern, but there are so many other concerns out there in my
mm-hmm.
mind. You know, the economic environment in the United States, which is going from worse to worser, it's even worse than bad to worse, for lack of better terms.
That's right.
I find to be interesting. You look what's going on in Europe, you know, then you talk about political turmoil or international turmoil. You look what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, I got to tell you, man, this, in my mind, is truly the perfect storm for precious metals. You look what the Chinese are doing. Same deal.
I agree.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. That's right. You look around, and you know, I talk about gold a lot, and we weren't as early as you were, but I remember when I joined that fund that I went to work for several years back in 2005, we were buying our original gold position sub 500.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember us all talking, saying, listen, you know, how high could this thing go in reality? And we'd always say, gee, it can go to 1,000 and things like that. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm saying, gee, if this thing goes to 800, we're going to be doing great. You know, the fundamentals just kept getting better and better,
mm-hmm.
and people just began to realize it. And you're seeing it each and every day. I mean, look at gold's performance in the last couple of days. We've broken out, and you look around, and as I talk about gold, you know, there are so many forces in its favor now. Like you said, it's not just inflation. It's geopolitics. I mean, we're seeing the foundation of Europe just shaking. And people are realizing that gold, in a world of uncertainty, you know, economic uncertainty, currency uncertainty, political uncertainty, that gives you some certainty. And that's exactly where you want to be allocated in times like these.
Oh, I agree 1,000%. Let me ask you a question now. The show is airing on Saturday, as you know, and what I'm curious about is to get your opinion on is last Thursday we had what appeared in my mind to be a major breakout in silver. Okay, mm-hmm. So silver was up way over $1.25 an ounce. That's mm-hmm. huge. I haven't seen a move like that for a long time. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it's people going down the food chain. I think it's some people saying, well, wait a second. Now, gold is to a point, you know, a crisis hedge, an inflation hedge. But I think people are also looking down saying, well, wait a second. Here we've got silver as well. And we know that silver is from a volatility standpoint, gold on steroids. You know, right. It just moves so much more. And I think that there is some industrial use as well mm-hmm. to silver that we've seen gold sort of stagnant over the last, up until the breakout that we saw at the end of this past week.
Yeah.
But we saw it sort of range bound, you know, as the market tried to figure itself out. It says, well, are we going to have a problem in Greece? Are things going to get back to normal? But as you see central banks just turning the money spigot on full blast, and I mean across the world.
Right.
I mean the Fed, ECB,
mm-hmm.
BOE,
sure.
Even the Chinese Central Bank this week mm-hmm. reducing reserve requirements.
Yeah.
People look around, they say, well, wait a second. Silver can offer me more upside. It's got industrial uses as well. So guess what? If all this money printing leads to some sort of a short interim bump in economic activity, however people want to measure it, then I've got a kicker of that on silver as well, with maybe some increased demand. And I think you've just seen money sort of filtering down and going out more into more volatile down the food chain precious metal investments. And I think that you're going to continue to see silver outperform, which, as we know, is healthy in a rising precious metals market, where you're seeing silver exhibit that extra volatility to the upside. Now, It's silver, I can tell you from trading it for many, many years, and I know you know this, Al, it's for the brave of heart,
oh, yeah.
You know, when you're trading silver. But I think that there's tremendous upside in silver. I mean, we used to joke around when we were buying it at $6-$7 an ounce that one day silver would be $20, $30, $40, $50, and we're seeing it come to fruition because the fundamentals are in its favor. You know, sometimes things don't work out as quickly as you think they will, but the fundamentals are still in its favor, and I think there's tremendous upside in it.
You're also involved in terms of, that, from an investment side, some mining companies. Give our listeners mm-hmm. just a couple, three examples of companies that you like.
Sure. I like Kinross Gold. I think it's a very well-run company with fantastic management. I think that it gives you great upside. I think one of the wonderful things that's been happening in the gold mining industry over the past couple of years that we're really going to benefit from is that gold companies are now not just proxies for gold, but they're actually becoming well-run companies that treat shareholder cash very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kinross is a fantastic company. I think Pan American Silver offers some tremendous value. I think people overreacted to some of the issues they had in South America, especially in Argentina. I think those are going to clear up no problem. So I think if you look at those two from a gold and silver perspective, and then, of course, you look at something like a Hecla, a little bit, you know, in the mid-tier region
yeah.
there, I think there's tremendous value in that mid-tier region, because as you and I were talking about off air, I think you're going to see a wave of M&A coming into the gold mining sector here over the next nine months.
And I have to tell you, my personal opinion is I think that is going to it's certainly going to benefit the mid-tier companies that you're talking about, but I think it's very, very definitely also going to benefit the real solid juniors that have, you know, proven 43-101 assets in the ground. I think that particular sector could do very, very well here.
I could not agree more.
Yeah.
I agree 100% with you.
Yeah, 2012. Okay, I have been chatting with a new, soon-to-be regular guest on our program, Tom Essay. Tom is the president of Kinsale Trading, and he's editor of a newsletter called 700s Report. Tom, that was a real pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. We're looking forward to having you back on the show, my friend.
Great. Thank you very much, Al. I enjoyed it.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items and counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are originating this segment from the Cambridge House California Investment Conference down here in Indian Wells, California. Great conference, but I'm not going to dwell on that anymore. We're just having a good time. It's a relaxed atmosphere, and Big Al is certainly learning a lot. Chatting right now with the Copester, Gary Cope, old friend of mine, and Ben Whiting, another friend of mine who's not quite as old, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Orex, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Orex, of a company, by the way, which I am a shareholder, full disclosure, what they're doing over in Sweden right now. You guys picked up the Swedish property, if I'm not mistaken, about a year ago.
Yes, we picked up a project called Barsele in northern Sweden. And right now our field geologists are doing a winter drilling program. While we're enjoying Palm Springs and the beautiful sunshine, there's snow on the ground in the project in Sweden.
There's very possibly snow on the ground in my front yard, which is about 45 minutes from your house right now. We can't relate to snow down here, which is kind of fortunate, at least for the next couple of days. But give us kind of a rundown, if you would, Ben, on what's happening over there.
Well, we have a deposit as it currently stands and over 400 drill holes on Barsele. What we're doing now is expanding upon the drilling that we have there. And the drill rig is intersecting the central zone of Barsele for deeper holes and some infill drilling at the main part of our deposit. As the project advances, we'll be going to new targets as well.
What is going on in terms of plans for the rest of 2012 over there? I would have to assume it's probably continued drilling, right?
It's true. What Gary would like to do is add more drill rigs, so we'll have to train and acquire and train more geologists to meet the technical needs of the project. It will also involve some additional financing later in the year that will help to pay for the diamond drilling.
Okay. Now, Gary, you and I chatted about what was going on in Sweden last January when we were down here for your wedding, as a matter of fact. We were talking about that. And you were very, very optimistic. I wasn't, only because I really don't know very much, if anything, about mining in the Scandinavian countries. You opened my eyes. That's a pretty good place to be.
Well, I think so, Al. In looking at the world, it certainly is in my eyes, one of the most favorable places to be right now, as there seems to be more and more problems in more and more countries around the world. Sweden is as safe, I think, as it gets, and in my opinion, very underexplored. Our first foray over there really opened our eyes as to the potential of Sweden and also Finland, Norway, and all of Scandinavia, for that matter. So I'm very pleased to be in Sweden. All of our experience so far with the people, the government, the facilitators, everything has been positive.
What is the environment like over there? And I'm not sure which one of you are better suited to answer this, but how much support or lack of support is there for offshore mining companies like Orex? I'm assuming the government is, you wouldn't be there if there was any problem, but I'd like you to elaborate if you would.
Yeah, it was about 18 years ago there were some changes to the legislation in Sweden that started to open the doors for external companies to come in and invest and gain access to the mineral properties. The database of the government survey, the Geological Survey of Sweden, is exceptionally good. Good quality database, there's good mapping from a regional viewpoint. So when you're setting your targets or setting your ideas of where you want to explore, it's a good starting point.
So. Capitalization, not capitalization, capital. Get your words here right, Corlin. How is the company fixed for capital? You mentioned, Ben, that down the road you're going to be doing a financing to pay for additional drilling. That's probably beneficial, additional drilling, because you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't think you'd get some pretty positive results. But where does the company stand right now? You okay for the next 6 months or thereabouts?
We would be okay for the next 6 months. We've got about $3.5 million in the till now, having just completed a $2 million private placement with Fresnillo. At 80 cents, which, by the way, was a premium to the market, which is kind of unusual these days, but Fresnillo was very happy to do that.
Not much of a premium, though. Your stock is trading around 75 or thereabouts right now.
It was 65, though, when we did it.
Okay.
It is about 75 now. As far as future financing, I think you can see us doing a fairly sizable financing here in the next 2 to 4 months, $10 to $15 million. We really want to ramp up Sweden. we're very positive on Sweden. We've got numerous targets, lots of drilling to do, so it's very easy to spend money on drilling on our property.
Well, you can spend money on drilling any place, yeah, but I would have to come to the conclusion that that you're doing that because you've gotten some pretty good results so far. Specifically, what kind of results, Ben, are we looking at?
Well, that's something that you'll hear in about a week or two. The data is starting to land on my desk. We're doing the interpretation of the data from the first two drill holes. The assays are coming in. We see the photographs of the drill of the drill core and the drill logs and the descriptions of what people are seeing, the geologists are seeing in the rocks. The assays tell the true story, and you'll have to wait about a week or two before you get the news on that.
Okay, I'm definitely going to be waiting for that with bated breath, for lack of better terms. Also, we will post that news release on our homepage, so as soon as it comes out, you'll be able to get hold of it. It sounds like it's going to be a very, very busy year. You guys have both been in the business a long time. You've worked all around the world. My comfort level, having learned about mining in the Scandinavian countries, has really, really increased given some of the turmoil that's going on in other parts of the world right now. I have to say, I think it was a good decision on both of your parts. So in terms of what investors can expect to see and learn about over the next, let's use a three-year horizon, what's going to happen?
Well, a lot of drill results, continuous drill results. We plan on adding drills. That'll just increase the flow of results going out to the public. I think you'll see in the next 3 years we'll do a large bulk sample. One of the things that was done by the company that we bought it off of, they did a small bulk sample and got 5 grams per ton right off surface. That's a lot higher than the historical drill results at the same place. We want to do a bigger bulk sample to see if that holds true over a larger quantity. You'll see us do that. One of the things you'll see us do in the next 3 years is test some of the new targets that are geophysical targets that are both VMS-type style mineralizations and the gold mineralization. There's some large, large geophysical targets that need testing, and they could be a real pleasant surprise to the shareholders.
Company very well worth following, in my opinion. Again, interest of full disclosure, Big Al's a shareholder, number one. Number two, Oryx is a sponsor of our website. Number three, Gary and Ben and their wives are good friends of my wife and mine. So not investment advice, not arm's length. Sorry about that. Want more information? Click on the banner.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Talking gold and silver and junior mining companies with Rick Ackerman of Rick's Picks. Rick, you were telling me off the air that the technicals in your mind, you're almost guaranteeing your subscribers a price in terms of April futures of over $1,800 an ounce. What's that based on?
Well, I've got a target of 1820 on the April COMEX contract. That's an exact number. I think it's 1820 and 60 cents. But gold has been behaving very nicely relative to what I call hidden pivot targets, and it just looks pretty good. So, you know, I looked also at the mining stock vectors, the GDX and GDXJ, or the symbols. They don't look quite as strong, and I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think ultimately if bullion pushes toward $2,000 an ounce, these sluggish mining stocks are not going to have a choice, really. They'll have to go higher.
Well, you know, I follow a lot of mining companies, and I have to tell you right now, I mean, mining companies that I personally am invested in, and I have to say right now, Rick, that virtually every company that I follow is up in price right now, and it's really hard to buck that particular trend for me, and this is something that I've seen happen ever since the first of the year. I mean, I'm looking, even premium exploration, which is really questionable in some people's minds, not in mine, but in some, you know, which fell to below 15 cents a share, is coming back a little bit. It's up around 15 right now. But some of the other companies that I follow, Corvus Gold, for example, I mean, doing really, really well. I bought Corvus 54 cents last August. Its last trade on Thursday morning, anyway, was 84 cents. International Tower Hill Mines, there's another, you know, good example. That's a very, very serious development stage company. They fell to $3.60 a share just a few I don't know, maybe 6 weeks or so ago. Today, last trade, I should say not today, but on Thursday, the last trade was $5.52. I mean, I think the trend is really, really upward for the small mining stocks.
A lot of them are moving pretty good. You mentioned premium, and that I had that stock going as low as, I'm not going to say the number because it seems to have turned around a bit,
mm-hmm.
but it's a mixed picture. I think some of the stocks are starting to respond finally to higher and higher bullion prices, but you still have to pick good stocks, I think.
Well, I think you do. You know, now, a question, our listeners are really want to know a little bit more about what's going on in the junior resource sector. And one thing that I want to touch on here in that particular arena is when I was down at the California Investment Conference chatting with a number of people, Marshall Barrow and Ray Navis, for you know, as a couple of examples, we discussed the M&A activity that we felt was going to increase significantly in 2012 with, you know, specifically with major mining companies that are, you know, I don't want to say they're running out of inventory, but their inventories are certainly going down. We're talking about major mining companies picking up some of the solid juniors, like, for example, Corvus Gold, among others. A premium, very possibly, as an example. Orco Silver, you know, there's another great example. It looks like Pan American is probably going to take Orco out here in the relatively near future. No guarantees, but it could happen. Do you think the M&A activity is going to increase, Rick, in 2012?
Well, absolutely. You know, if the individual investor cannot recognize yet that the cheapest way to buy gold is gold in the ground,
yeah,
that you know that the mining companies themselves don't overlook that detail. So I think you're right that the initial pickup in price action in these junior miners is going to come from mining companies that are well qualified to see value.
Now, you were saying that your indicators, however, in terms of the junior sector, are not looking as strong as technical indicators for the commodities themselves at this moment in time. Okay, could you elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, I use what I call impulse legs to gauge the strength of rallies, and bullion is just making stronger impulse legs than, for one, GDXJ, the Market Vectors Junior Gold Mining ETF.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, using kind of bastardization of the technical tools that I applied to gold, I can see maybe 31 and change. I think the target was 31.60 on GDXJ,
mm-hmm.
which gives it a little bit of headroom from here. That's about a 2 or 3% rally.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to see what happens when it gets there. If the index just kind of bumps right through the, plows through the, what I call a hidden pivot resistance,
mm-hmm.
then everything will be go.
When you say everything is going to be go, how strong do you think the bull market in resource companies, if in fact it continues as it appears to be doing right now, how strong do you think that could be in 2012, Rick?
Well, so far, being as objective as I can, from a technical standpoint, I haven't seen explosive strength. You know, there's no sign of it. But again, I look to see how well these stocks and indexes do when they hit these, what I call, hidden resistances. And, you know, I'm looking right now, for instance, in oil, and there's a cluster of hidden pivot resistance up in the 106, 107 range.
Yeah.
These are very specific targets, but let me tell you that if crude breaks above, I think it's 106.85 or something, we get a close above 107, it's going to explode. So when I see a target that took a few weeks to reach, or in the case of crude, a few months, and a hidden resistance only slows it down for a day or two,
yeah,
it means that real power is in the offing. So I don't see that in the in these gold, you know, in the gold ETF yet. But you know, it's just a question of what it's going to do the next time it encounters one of these resistances.
You know, what I find really interesting talking about oil real quick is yeah, oil has shot up, both, you know, both on the Brent and the West Texas has shot up, you know, meaningfully, I would have to say, in the past few days. People say, well, that's all a result of the situation with Iran, and I would have to agree with that. You know, as tenuous as the situation in Iran is, and as explosive as it could be in terms of implications for the rest of the world, I have to tell you, you've got too many major buyers, i.e. the United States, etc., that they're not going to let anything happen to that. I mean, if the Iranians really try to shut down the straits, that's going to last just a few hours, because the rest of the world is simply not going to put up with it, with one caveat. If the Chinese and the Russians back Iran totally against the rest of the world, against what the rest of the world, I think, would be doing, then we could have an explosive situation. But you know what? People aren't stupid. I don't see that happening, Rick. Do you?
Well, I have, a month ago, I told my subscribers, rather than listen to all the speculative blather about whether Israel was about to strike against Iran's nuclear weapons facilities, that we should simply watch oil. Oil will tell us. And right now, if oil pops through 106, it's going to 120, basis the April contract. And I can't see anything driving it to that level other than an outbreak of war. So I'm really sort of I'm watching the crude charts, because I think an explosive move there is going to answer the question, will Israel attack?
I think the interesting situation here right now, you know, putting this in the context of investing in resource stock, be they energy or be they precious metals, I think the interesting thing here is that, in Big Al's humble opinion, the rally that I think did not happen last year, I think is definitely going to happen in 2012, both for the commodities and the stocks. And I have to tell you, I am putting my money where my mouth is. You got the final word, my friend.
Well, I think that there's more to it. You're right about closing the Strait of Hormuz. The world would come down on Iran. It would only last for an hour. But there's a larger problem there if we do have some conflagration between Israel and Iran. It could be very disruptive of oil supplies in the Middle East, and, of course, disruptive of quite a bit more than that.
It'll be interesting to see how that affects gold and silver. I think, personally, it would be very positive for that area. Hey, listen, you guys, Big Al's going to be right back, but let me just close with this one thought, and that is get all the information that you can in terms of the mining sector, in terms of commodity prices, because that's the best way to assure yourself success. Rick's Picks newsletter is one of the great ones. Big Al's going to be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Big Al is here with Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold. We're going to talk about a couple of issues in this segment. Number one, we're going to talk a little bit about the banking sector in the United States and around the world. And then number two, we're going to answer a couple of questions that you folks had this past week on two companies that I am not incredibly familiar with. One is Nevsun and then the other one is Scorpio, but we're going to save that for the end of this particular segment. I'm going to start out talking a little bit about the financial industry in the United States. Bob, you know, Thursday morning I was drinking my coffee and I was reading the Wall Street Journal front page article on IMF. Corzine claimed that the money transfers were all okay, yet his assistant treasurer refused to sign a letter stating that she verified that they were okay. I thought that was interesting. A huge amount of money is lost there. A huge amount of money is lost there. I'm saying it twice because the number is absolutely staggering. The financial system in the United States, in spite of the fact that President Obama has assured us that everything is going to be okay, is just getting worse and worse and worse every single day. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, first of all, the money involved in MF Global is not a large amount of money. It's a tiny amount of money, and I'll explain why in just a minute. And second of all, the entire problem in the world, going back to 2008, is too much debt.
Sure.
You cannot solve a problem of too much debt by adding debt.
Of course.
And that's been the solution since 2008. We're in far worse shape now than we were then. And it's going to blow up. It has to blow up. You know, you're going to make a guy sober by giving him booze. It ain't going to work.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you know.
It's simple, Al.
Yeah,
you can't drink yourself sober. Okay? Now, let's talk about real numbers. Let's not talk about a couple of $1 billion with MF Global. Let's talk about $708 trillion.
Yeah.
What MF Global proved was the banks are total crooks, and the government's going to let them get away with it. And the guys as sophisticated as Gerald Celente literally had hundreds of thousands of dollars stolen from him. And when they start stealing money in the trillions,
yeah,
you're going to see some interesting numbers.
I think the bottom line, you know, and all of this relates to investing in my mind in the sense that I think that all of this is going to ensure the fact that commodity prices in metals is going to go up significantly, precious metals, and the resource stocks are going to follow. But rather than get off on that tangent, the situation right now from a fundamental standpoint is absolutely deplorable and is simply not fixable without major surgery. And the countries of the world, including the United States, just aren't willing to do that. And just the latest example happens to be MF Global. I mean, why aren't the authorities going in there and putting the head of that particular company, who simply throws his hands up and says, I'm the head of the company, but I have no idea where that money went. Why don't they take some action against this guy? I don't understand it.
Okay. What he did was legal, Al.
Yeah, right. How about immoral?
It's called hypothecation.
How about immoral?
You open a commodities account, you sign a piece of paper that says that they can use those funds to invest in safe investments, like Greek bonds paying 3,600% a year interest.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. Now, if they wanted to put the prick bastard in jail, they can't get him for fraud. But they can darn sure get him for perjury. He's the CEO of the company. He was the guy investing in Greek bonds. And he says, I don't know where the money went.
Yeah.
Well, he damn sure knows where the money went.
Well, but that's right now the most dramatic example because it's the one that's getting the most press as of this moment. But that's been going on in the financial community since day one. And the thing about the president that bothers me is he gets on his high horse and he says, we're going to change that. Well, you know what? We're just a short time away from a new presidential election, and nothing has changed in 4 years, Bob. Nothing.
Well, yeah, it has.
Yeah, it's gotten
worse.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's what's bizarre. Okay, we know there's a problem. We know there's been a problem since the 15th of September in 2008, and I'm not sure if you remember it. You and I were talking about it, and I was telling you we were hours away from a total collapse of the banking system. Well, guess what? We were hours away. So what they've done is they've inflated this zombie, okay, pumped money into the system. The system is still dead.
Yeah.
It's a zombie banking system, and nobody's willing to write off bad debts. And the fraud continues to the point where MF Global just proved if you got money in a bank account, if you got money in a brokerage account, if you got money in a commodities account, they can steal it. And there's nothing you can do.
Well,
and they're going to steal it.
I'm not so sure they can steal it out of a brokerage account. In terms of a brokerage account with a stock brokerage firm, the only money that they can steal from you is if I'm not mistaken, they cannot take anything other than if you've got money that is in a margin account, I believe they can utilize that. But in terms
here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Governments around the world are proving they can do anything they want to.
Yeah.
We get cases out in Oakland, California, where the police arrest a young man, okay, on a subway, take him outside, they got him on his stomach, hands handcuffed behind him, they shoot him, and get away with it. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
how many instances have there been just like that in the United States in the last year? Look at what's going on in Greece.
Yeah.
Okay? The EU is ignoring every rule they wrote. Okay? Governments are totally out of control. We have hit the absolute limit. And people are beginning to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. I don't like people stealing my money.
That was one of the positive things that I saw come out of the, if you can believe the Republican candidates, that's one of the positive things that I saw come out of the debate that I watched last Thursday night for a couple of hours. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we're going to start a new chapter. I don't think so, but maybe.
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, the really strange thing is the Republican candidates, with the exception of one guy, are a bunch of wingnuts who aren't going to solve anything.
Well, the one
nobody except Rod Paul is coming up with any solutions, and it doesn't make any difference whether you agree with Ron Paul or whether you disagree with Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the only candidate who's coming up with anything. I mean, the Santorum and Gingrich and Romney are a bunch of meaty-mouth losers, and you wonder, is this the best and the brightest? Is this what we have to offer? And how can a guy like Obama, who was elected on change, even have a remote chance of being reelected?
Well, I have
the answer is he probably will be.
I have to tell you, Rick Ackerman, the guy who you introduced me to 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, doesn't think that Obama is reelectable, and we talked about that earlier, we talked about that in a daily editorial, I guess I should say, last Thursday, and I have a tendency to kind of agree with Rick. Listen, I want to ask you about a couple of companies real quick that listeners asked me about. One of them is a company called Nevsun. Now, they were over in Mali. You were over there on the African continent. What's your impression of Nevsun, or what was your impression of Nevsun?
Not very much. I was buying stock 12 years ago at a quarter. Mm-hmm. It went up to $3 or $4. They had a big gold project in Mali. They gold-plated the thing, spent way too much money on it. I think they spent $200 million to get into production and put it into bankruptcy in 2008. It was bought by one of Stan Barty's companies.
Yeah.
They have a project in Aretha now, but I was not impressed by management.
Okay, last company, Scorpio, little silver producer.
Scorpio's got a project down in Mexico. I've never been to see there. They've got another project in Nevada. I have been there. It's quite interesting. It's a JV with Golden Phoenix. It has good potential. They're a producer. I think they'll make money. I think that you cannot go wrong buying any production story today.
Yeah, my only opinion on that is, yes, they are a producer. They are not a significant producer. However, they're what I would call a small to intermediate producer. And I have to tell you, my experience over the years, for what it's worth, and I mentioned this in a reply to, I think CFS asked me the question, but my response was, I don't see any reason whatsoever in buying small to intermediate size producers. If I'm going to go into that sector, I'm going to buy a company like Goldcorp. Hey, listen, you guys, take a look at Bob's website. It's one of the best out there, 321gold.com. Big Al's going to be back with a second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.